Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, now, you're a diehard, you're dedicated to your craft. When it's 30 below zero, were you out fishing earlier this week?
Yeah, every day, no doubt about it. I tell people they make clothing for that, and yeah, I did sit in a shack, but other than that, I was outside, and you just bundle up, you put on face protection, and use them hand warmers in your mittens, and have good boots, and you don't even notice it.
So you're the guy that'll sit on the bucket even if the winds are howling and it's 30 below zero.
Oh yeah, yep.
How many tip? Like, say when you go ice fishing, how many holes do you usually have? How do you usually attack it?
Well, if I know I'm in a fishy area, I'll open it up in the dark and literally drill probably close to 100 holes. So once it's daylight out and the fish start coming up off the bottom and moving more, you have the area opened up basically, and you can tell your clients to just go where the fish are. Typically, if you go and drill right on top of them, they're going to scatter and it's not very effective. It works sometimes, but it's better if you got holes pre-drilled and ready to go wherever that spot might be.
So what have you heard this week? What have you seen? Where are people catching fish?
Madison has been kind of hit and miss. I've been out looking for perch. Didn't find a whole lot on Monona. I'm out looking today on Mendota. There's a little bit more action there, I believe. And other than that, Beaver Dam, they're still getting some nicer walleyes, a lot of different size walleyes, short, undersized, and then some legal fish too, and then some fairly big ones that I know people have been throwing back. Also some crappies mixed in and occasional pike.
So for you, what's the ideal temperature to fish, to ice fish in? Do you have an ideal like temperature range where you really get after it and you really get excited for it?
I like 25 and above, to be honest. If it gets up to that temp, then it's almost feeling warm out, especially if it's sun is out and the wind at your back. It's a perfect combination. But yeah, there's I'll fish in any temperatures, and just a matter of bundling up. And if clients don't have the proper clothing, well, we have heated shacks all the time and their own fish locators. So you don't need to have all the fancy gear, but we'll cater to whoever and whenever.
Is fishing different when you're in your shack at all or not really? Is it the same as just you just have something around you and break the wind?
Yeah, it's just like 70 degrees in there, if not more, and your holes aren't getting froze, and it's much more enjoyable, but I prefer the chase and finding the fish and just getting after it and getting them found.
Well, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service, whether people want an ice fishing trip or they're looking for something later in the year when the ice melts. So what do they need to know about your service?
Yeah, I've been booking trips for May and June already, but we still have opening dates here on the calendar for ice, and I would think this ice is going to carry on pretty good this year, probably into the end of March. But if you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service. I'd like to add in there too, there's some heaves on Beaver Dam, and that there was one vehicle that went through this last weekend, so definitely use caution if you're out on Beaver Dam.
All right, Pete, be careful, and we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and get our update. Bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle, the premier spot, to get all the information, get everything you need to have a successful time out on the lake. Pat, how is everything at DNS in Madison?
Everything's great. We've obviously had a cold week here in Wisconsin, and actually most of the country, it sounds like, but making a lot of ice, and a lot of folks are pretty primed up. We got some nice weather on the way, and they're ready to get out. So it should be pretty busy here at the Old Bay Chop.
So just and like Monday, when it's like 30 below zero with the wind chill, were there any diehards that were out there fishing on like Monday?
There were. Yeah, there's always going to be those guys that want to get out, and or you know, it's some folks that, well, I took this week off work, so I you know, I got to get out. So they do it, and you know, they're getting some fish too. It's surprising, you know, but if you can stay comfortable in a shack, you know, it's actually not that bad, but it has been bitter cold though.
Is there anybody sitting on a bucket on the Madison chain when it's 30 below zero?
Very, very few. Very few. And maybe one or two diehards, but I can't even imagine. That's just too much for me.
Well, so what have you been hearing? What can you share with us about what people have been catching, where they've been catching it, when they've been catching it?
Sure. A lot of the panfish in shallow areas remain, that action remains good. If you can find some weeds, you'll likely find panfish. Monona Bay is the star of the show here in Madison. A lot of panfish in there still, and it's a very popular spot. I guess the bigger news is that folks with all this new ice that we have, or folks are venturing out over the deeper water and looking for the large schools of perch that are, you know, common on Lake Mendota, and moving out to mid-lake humps and chasing walleyes, and they're finding both. Reports have been a little light because it's been so cold that there just aren't a lot of folks getting out, but there is plenty of ice on the chain, and folks are definitely finding fish.
Is it busy at night? Or is it pretty busy at night traffic out on the lakes down by you?
It can be, yeah. I mean, especially around the mid-lake humps, those attract walleyes this time of year, and walleyes are active at night. And so, yeah, folks are zipping back and forth from mid-lake humps to parking lots. And yeah, there's a fair amount of activity, especially on the weekends here in town.
Well, if you are going fishing anywhere in the Madison area, you need to stop into D&S Bait and Tackle. Tell us about what you offer at your store.
No, we've got everything you need to get out on the ice. Full line of bait, everything from grubs to all different sizes of minnows, and most importantly, you know, great local advice that we can offer and let people know what's going on around town. We're just right here on the north side of Madison and off Northport Drive, right by the Culver's at the corner of Northport and Sherman Avenue, or Troy Drive, sorry. And yeah, we do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I update that at 9 in the morning, or try to get it out by 9 in the morning. We do that in our fishing hotline, 608 Big Fish. You can call that number, or I post it on social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Well, Pat, I know you're busy. I'll let you go, and thanks for all you do at DS Bait and Tackle.
Thanks much, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
Let's turn our attention to Fox Lake right now and bring in Tim from Fishtails. And Tim, the cold weather, how's that affected the ice fishing this week?
Well, you know, last year we didn't hardly have any ice. This year we're blessed. I know a lot of people don't like the bitter cold weather, but it's put a good layer of ice on Fox Lake. We've got about 12 to 14 inches of good hard blue ice on it. We don't have any snow on it, so it is slick, but we've got some great ice, and we've got some great fishing going as well.
What have they been catching? What have you been hearing?
Well, you know, for the past 2-3 weeks, the crappie bite has been very good on Fox Lake. Guys are using rosy red. Some guys are using little Cecils. You know, tip downs are using, jigging them. The crappies seem to be out in the main basin anywhere from 12 to 15, 16 feet of water. Some real nice crappies being caught, a lot of them between 9 and 11 inches, some of them up to 15, 16 inches. So the crappie bite has really, really been good on Fox Lake.
Do you feel like, looking at the forecast, I mean, you never know what Mother Nature's going to do. Do you feel like this is going to be, you know, last year was kind of a weird season where we didn't get out much. Do you think this is going to be a long ice fishing season this year? You think ice is going to hold?
Well, the way it looks, you know, last year we had open water until the first part of February, and we never did drive vehicles on the lake all winter. So this year we've been driving on the lake now for over 2 weeks. We've got some cold weather this week. I see next week it's going to be in the mid-30s, low 40 for a couple days. So by then we should have 16 inches of ice. So as long as we don't get a lot of snow cover, the cold weather would be putting ice on the lake. So, you know, the weather can change. The ice can go quick. You get 50, 55 degrees days with the sun, it doesn't take long. So hopefully we have a good ice fishing season. You know, we talked about it here at the bait shop. We're only in the third week of January, and we've had a real good season so far. So it looks like we will have a good extended season. You know, some of the best ice fishing comes into the first part of March. You know, you can only pan fish then, but that provides some of the band fishing season all season. When you get those sunny days, middle of March, provides some really great fishing.
Have you heard anything about any other lakes besides Fox Lake in your region?
I know the guys are still getting some walleyes on Beaver Dam. I don't think it's as hot as it was a month ago, but they still are getting some walleyes on the north end. I know you do have to be a little careful out there. There's some heaves on Beaver Dam Lake, but it's providing some good walleye fishing. Other than that, guys are going up to Lake Emily, getting some northerns, some crappies up there as well. You know, if you want to take the kids out and chase flags, Lake Emily provides a lot of excitement. They catch a lot of northerns over there. You're not going to catch a lot of big ones, but it gives the young kids a chance to chase flags and have a good time out on the ice.
Speaking of having a good time, Tim, your fishery's coming up. Tell us all about it.
That is coming up the 31st of January. It starts Friday at 4 o'clock. It ends on Sunday at 11 or at noon. I put a big tent up over in the town park. We've got a live band, Dexter Road, on Saturday from 4 to 8. We have a brat stand, beer stand, basket raffles. We have a wheel where we give away a lot of tip-ups and ice chisels and stuff. The proceeds of that go to the fish stocking in Fox Lake. We've got the Waupun, a veterans club is going to be having a brat stand and a beer stand there. So looks like we're going to have some good weather. So come on out. If you don't want to fish, at least come on out to the tent, have a couple of brewskis and enjoy the music. Buy tickets at Fishtails. They're available here. And we're looking for a really good turnout.
Tell people where Fishtails is located. If they haven't been out there, when you're open, what they'll find in the store.
We're located at 529 West Street, right in downtown Fox Lake by the bridge. We open at 6 o'clock. Other than Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 5, and we're open till 6 o'clock at night. So stop in and check us out. You know, even if you want to come in, get the latest ice report, fishing report, we'd be welcome to get you up to speed what's going on Fox Lake.
Tim, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails. We'll chat next week.
Have a good day today.
Let's shift our attention to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green and bring in Todd. Todd, Mother Nature's gave us some cold weather. How'd that do for the ice making up by you?
It made a lot of ice. I don't know what we have out there, 14 to 16 inches somewhere out there, somewhere in that vicinity. But, yeah, you don't have to worry about the ice right now. It's really good. It's easy to get around. I heard there's a couple heaves by some of the landings on the East Shore and over in Curly's, but other than that, it's really nice, and it is really slippery, so you got to be careful.
So what have you been hearing? What have guys been catching out there on the lake?
You know, during that really cold snap, we didn't have a lot of guys fishing, so, you know, it was kind of hard to judge the last week or so, but I did hear last night some kids came in, they spent the night out there, and they had a 29-inch walleye, so they're still biting. There's still plenty of walleyes out there. We found we can catch a lot of perch. They're not the biggest perch. They're 6.5 to probably 9-inch perch with an occasional 10 to 11-incher. That's probably the best thing going. Crappie-wise, we started out really good on crappies, but it's kind of slowed up a little bit with the crappies. We got to go find them again here this week. But that's kind of what's been biting here.
You know, it's kind of cool you mentioned. There's got to be nothing cooler than to be able to spend the night out on the lake fishing through the nighttime hours and just having fun with your buddies.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of kids that do that in their 20s, and that's great, you know. They all have these campers, and they have TV now and everything. It's all set up. It's just like being at home.
Now, Todd, the Landing Bait Shop, we mentioned it a couple weeks ago when we chatted here. You're kind of riding off into the sunset here. Still going to be open for a few more weeks?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be open until March 2nd, to the end of fishing season. Then we're going to close up, and I'm going to retire. So, yeah, we got sales going, 30% off on everything in the shop. And we still have bait and everything and up until that point. But yeah, we're still doing Ice Shack rentals and everything up until that point, and I'm going to be out fishing and hunting just like everybody else.
Because it's hard, isn't it, as a small business owner, right? You're responsible for the hours that are open, and sometimes you don't get to enjoy the things that you enjoy, I guess.
You know, it's a great life, but I have to be dedicated to it, that's for sure. I got to work 7 days a week.
Well, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop. Where are you located, the hours that you're open here now?
You know, we're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're on the south side of the lake, right on the water here on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in from 44. You can't miss us.
All right, Todd, I appreciate all you're doing. We'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wade.
All Out Marine, your local experts and proud dealers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency, and Mako boats. Whether you're into leisurely cruises or serious fishing, All Out Marine has the perfect boat for you. Don't miss their boat show from January 23rd to 26th. Order your 2025 models today and they'll store it for you until spring. Visit All Out Marine on Highways 41 and D in Allenton, your trusted, family-owned, independent Tracker dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, as we talk again, you are fishing at Fox Lake. How's the bite been for you?
A little tough, actually, this morning. I mean, a lot of fish are coming up and looking at it, but they're not eating it. I think a lot of them are perch. Let anybody perch, but every now and then we get a nice screen full of fish, and we'll get a big mark on the locator, and I'm guessing it's a big old pike swimming through. So I think they're chasing away a lot of our fish, too.
What did you get out all week, or did you stay in the house when it was 30 below zero?
Well, I was down in South Carolina. I just got back late Monday night. So, I didn't go yesterday or the day before when it was that frigid. But it's kind of funny how South Carolina had more snow than Wisconsin.
Yeah, so tell us about South Carolina fishing. We talked a little bit last week. How did it all end up for you?
We ended up with some giant blue catfish. It was actually a really, really fun thing. I've never actually fished for catfish per se that way. But we had a couple in the 20-pound range and a lot of them in, like, the high teen range. So, and boy, do those big cats pull. We were getting them out of about 30 feet of water along a big stump field and a river channel, and it was actually a pretty good time.
What do you do with them? Do you catch them? Do you eat them? Do you throw them back?
Well, we threw them back. I mean, but, you know, the guide we hired, he's out on average 5 to 6 days a week. And the day before we got there, there was a group from Kentucky out there, and they had 220 pounds of catfish fillets they brought home with them. Now, that's not fish. That's actually 220 pounds of fillets. So that's a lot of catfish.
That's how long would it take you to eat 200 pounds of catfish?
I don't know. For me, it'd probably take me 3 years. You know, for some of them guys, that's probably two meals. They'd probably invite all the family over.
So what have you been hearing about fishing across the region? What have you heard from your buddies and from your firsthand experience?
Well, you know, we're out here today trying to catch the few crappies that are left. I mean, from what I understand, it was just a slaughterhouse while I was gone out here. I mean, lots of guys were catching limits. Lots of guys, you know, were catching fish. A lot of small ones, but there's also a lot of giant ones. I mean, you got to sort through them. But the bluegill bite out here is kind of tough right now. But the crappie bite, from what I understand, I mean, all my buddies were out all weekend and stuff, and they just hammered them. I mean, it was nuts out here.
All right, Rick, are you getting ready for your big show coming up later this month or next month?
February 20th through 23rd, Madison Expo Center down the Alliance Center in Madison. There's over 300 vendors down there, and I'll be one of them, along with Drastic Plastics. And we got a big booth set up. We got a double booth this year, so we got a lot of stuff to sell.
And people can still find Raw Bass Customs in some stores here through the winter?
Yeah, I know a lot of my buddies in the fishing club and the bass club and stuff, they're starting already with getting their summer stuff ready, going through tackle. And, you know, if you need a couple crankbaits or some big glide baits, you can get them at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle in Portage, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee.
Rick, I'm disappointed you didn't catch nothing as we were talking.
I'm trying. There's actually like three fish under my jig right now, and I think they're perch because they're just not going to bite. But, yeah, I was really hoping to reel one in here.
All right. Well, we'll let you get after it here. Again, check out Raw Bass Customs at your favorite bait store here in the area. And, Rick, we'll talk again next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.